Ladies and gentlemen, we are not worthy. We have got comedy royalty with us. In the UK is Felicity Ward, star of the upcoming The Office Australia. She joins us this morning. Morning, Felicity.
Hello, Felicity.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
It is so good. Look,
we're great.
My daughter's over in London at the moment. Can I send her a ring?
Penny wants you to keep an eye on her.
Can you keep an eye on her?
Oh, mate, just send the money. That's all she needs over here. I mean, send the money and then, like, a bulk pack of vitamin D tablets. And then, and just a video of you giving eye contact, because she won't get any of that while she's here.
Is that right?
This place
is a ghost city. You just feel like a ghost. I've been here for 10 years. I'll be honest with you. Never warmed to the place.
No, it doesn't seem it. Felicity, should she be wearing shoes? She shouldn't be wearing bare feet, should she?
Look, it's a tough one. I've had it beaten out of me. But what I'm really proud of is when I come back home is I still have the soles of feet of, you know, a miner's hands. That's what they feel like.
Oh, well, we are excited because you are returning home for a national tour, your first in 5 years, and you are coming to the Central Coast to play in the Parkview Room at Central Coast Leagues Club, which is very exciting next week.
Do you have any idea genuinely how excited I am to play the Leaguesy? Like, that's the homecoming. This is like Beyonce did a show called Homecoming at Coachella. This is my Beyonce show.
This is your Coachella, Felicity.
Yeah. This is my Coachella.
Did you go back in the day, Felicity, to Club Troppo?
So the answer is always, whatever you ask, the answer is yes, because I lived there till I was 20 and there's nothing else to do apart from what is there. So I went to Troppo. I actually think I went to Troppo on my 18th birthday. Now, the thing is, although I'm like coasty till I die, obviously, I was an arty farty kid. And the people at Troppo were not my tribe, so to speak. I went to a performing arts school for the last 2 years of high school. I'm like, thank God. I'm with the queers and the weirdos. Thank God.
You found your people.
I did. We had dance off at lunch. It was very embarrassing to talk about.
I love that so much. Were you in a flash mob? Tell me you were in a flash mob.
Have I done a flash mob? Do you know what? I don't think that I have.
Okay, well, we need to do that.
Brand, to be fair.
Felicity, you would have known Julia Morris. You and Julia Morris virtually took the same path.
I think that she went to the same high school as my aunties. I think she went to maybe Erina High.
Yeah.
And I think she's a similar age to my aunties. But also, I'm a little bit younger than her. That sounds like I'm shady. You can probably tell when you look at us. No, Julia is an absolute icon. I love her. I'm obsessed with her. But because I started stand-up, not only am I a little bit younger, but I started stand-up a little bit later. So we didn't cross paths really till she came back from London, and we haven't worked together. But, you know, coasties just sort of are drawn to each other. And then also all the comics from Newcastle, like Reese Nicholson and Sarah Kendall, and there's a bunch of other Newcastle comics over here. So someone called me years ago a C-bogan, and I think it was supposed to be an insult, but I actually take it like I really...
like a badge of honour.
Yeah.
Now, like no Astrians and Coasties are C-bogans, and we are one of them.
United we stand, Felicity. Exactly. United we stand. Star of the upcoming The Office Australia. Now, I love Ricky Gervais' version of the British. Wasn't a fan of the Yankee one. How's the Australian one going to pan out?
I mean, look, if I could tell you how it was going to pan out,
yeah,
I would be a millionaire by now.
Right, okay.
I'm a millionaire. What it was the greatest job I will ever have. I will say that. Every day was so much fun. It was so funny. It was so joyous. I'm not allowed to say a lot, which makes me sound like I'm far more interesting than I am. I've just signed a non-disclosure form, so I can't.
Oh, right. Okay.
But
all right.
Can you say, can you give us like a season that we might see it in on our televisions?
Can you tell me a season that we might see?
Is it going to be a winter release, Felicity?
Yeah, I feel like it out later this year. That's later. My vibe. I don't know that. But look, this is as good as mine. It's just, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And every day, because I'm a bit older, it's rare that you get breaks when you're older. And then when you get one, you're very grateful every day.
Oh, look, well, that's given it away. We now know when it's on.
Later, the quote, okay. The headline that we'll be blasting out is that Felicity Ward confirms The Office Australia later this year at some time.
It will be as good as the British Office version with Ricky Gervais. Well, look, Felicity, thank you so very much for taking time out in the old dart with us. We can't wait. Parkview Room, Central Coast Leagues Club, Wednesday, 13th of March, which is next Wednesday.
That's right. Doors are at 7:30. The show starts at 8, and it's guaranteed that Felicity will be hilarious.
Fantastic.
Guaranteed, mate. It's guaranteed. I'll steal your money back because I'm not going to. I've flown so far away and I lose 50% of everything I earn in Australia. I'll just guarantee that it's going to be funny. How about that?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
A joy. Thanks, guys.